Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Girl, you are top shelf.
Winner, winner, winner.
Suis sans sac de vie.
Oh, spiders!
What baby is this? Number 15? Look,
no,
Maggie.
16 now.
16? Ah, Zemia, baby, Simona.
Yo, window.
All right, here you go, Granny.
I'm not Granny.
Yeah, you are.
You
you're
are.
Lucy's mommy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're Granny. I'm Great Granny. Go take care of Lucy's 15 kids.
Exactly.
16. Tell her husband, don't be a fool, wrap his tool, because I'm had enough. Help me.
So explain to everybody what's going on right now.
So Catherine's bear, Lucy, has been dating Jack for a while, and they had a nice small family, about three bears. They're all bears. Mm-hmm. And then late last week, she just started pumping them out every day. Lucy's given birth to more and more bears. So she had six kids, and then they decided to get married.
Mommy, I could cast a spell to let Lucy not have any more babies.
You're going to cast a spell so Lucy doesn't have kids anymore?
Yeah.
I think it is the responsibility of both her and Jack, just not her.
Yeah, I don't want any more kids to take care of.
Okay. No more kids to take care of.
Okay, we only can do it on the soft
spell. Okay, she's now blessing. Look. Here we go.
Yep. And what a dream. I think I figured out why we wait till the kids are bored.
Right.
I don't have to do words for that. I just picture it in my mind.
You picture the spell in your mind and you cast it through the magic wand that chimes bells.
That Aunt Maggie got her.
Yep, Aunt Maggie got it for you. All right, honey bunny, I love you, but you need to go and not come back, okay?
What?
Yep. Bye-bye.
Never again.
Never again. That is exactly right. Night-night.
Miss Candy says hi, too.
Yep. Night-night. Love you. Bye. Knows what I'm doing.
Yeah.
It's not like she doesn't know what's going on. I said, oh, I got to go record real quick before Aunt Maggie falls asleep. Woosa. Decided to let a lot of stuff go recently because she's six and it just doesn't matter.
Just doesn't matter.
I also think she might be like a little ADD. So anyway, we're going to talk to her pediatrician about that.
Why might I fall asleep, you guys?
Because it's Cinco de Mayo.
Woo! Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
What are you drinking?
A margarita. I was going to make a Yoderita, and I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to put it in my big old mug and drink it all night.
Did you make margarita mix, or did you buy mix?
No, I made it homemade. Well, it's, I did simply lime juice and my tequila and my orange brandy and ice.
Boiled sugar water and made simple syrup, and then I hand-squeezed a ton of limes.
It's like 20 limes to make one margarita, you know.
I mean, I had a thingy where you put the half of the lime in.
A press?
I had a press. Yeah.
But still, how many limes did it take to make a margarita?
Oh, I don't know how many it took to make one. I put the lime juice directly into the simple syrup. But how many? And then I also put some lemons in there because I heard that that made it delicious. And it did.
Mm.
So I did two lemons and about 12 limes. And there's still margarita mix left in the fridge. And my mom had a margarita. And there was 3 ounces of mix in each beverage. So we've used 12 ounces of mix.
Nice.
Yeah.
My friend made jalapeno simple syrup to mix with watermelon margaritas.
Wild.
So she bought a watermelon and juiced it.
Holy shit.
And then made jalapeno simple syrup and then mixed it all together for a margarita.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, she said it was amazing.
Sounds like it.
So I'm in a new environment. I decided to pop into the exchange room tonight.
Yeah, you're in the guest bedroom, former office, now where all of your exchange students live.
It's very nice and peaceful in here. Like, is I think that? Scott and I should work in here more often. He's been going downstairs to hide when he has big calls, and I still stay out in the living room area. But, like, Catherine, she's pretty good, but, like, if you're on the phone after 3 o'clock, like, you can kiss it goodbye. Yeah. Like, she has been alone and quiet for 8 hours, and it's 3 o'clock, and you're going to pay attention to me now. And so.
God damn it.
Yeah. So I have to remind Scott, if he's going to take calls after 3, to go hide somewhere.
So. Well, you know, my grandma is like a child, you know, like when you get very old, you start aging in reverse.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were going to get food. We were going to get carry out at Los Tres Amigos in Chelsea, which is where grandma and I go every once in a while to like eat together. And so my mom's like, we're bringing you tacos. Well, guess which location of Los Tres Amigos is closed?
The Chelsea one?
Yeah. And also Che Les and Dexter is closed. So we could go to Che Les in Ann Arbor or some other place on Stadium and then go back to Chelsea to take grandma all of her stuff because we went grocery shopping for her. Or we can do what I did, which is equally insane. I drove to Jackson. Okay. I know that that sounds crazy, but think of where I live and think of where my grandma lives.
Yeah, it was
going to be longer to go to Ann Arbor and back to Chelsea than go to Jackson and then come back to Chelsea to Dexter.
Yeah. Scott had said like 2 weeks ago, let's get carry out for Cinco de Mayo. I was like, no. I'm like, I'll just make sure my Healthy Fresh box has tacos or something in it.
Yeah.
And, I did, luckily, before I even thought of it, like, because my order arrives last Thursday, mm-hmm. and I ordered the week before.
Right.
It did have a Mexican pulled pork bowl in it. And I guess Carrie went out to get carry out from El Toro in Brighton, and that, you see all those people?
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Standing outside 6 feet apart.
Yep.
Like, must be 20 some people kind of in line, not really, just kind of milling about, waiting to go in and get their stuff. And then, did you see Cindy Habler's post about their Mexican takeout?
No.
She said multiple hours ago, and this is at 6 o'clock, she posted this. I'm guessing she probably ordered around 3:34 for a 6:30 pickup. And her Mexican restaurant called her and said, we will not be able to fill your order at all. Yeah. So now it's like 6 o'clock and she has no dinner on Cinco de Mayo.
Well, we called at 3:30, said we would be there for a 5 o'clock pickup because grandma eats early. And then if I pick up in Jackson at 5, I can be home, you know, 6:15 or whatever. Uh-huh. Which is a normal dinner time for us. And so that was what we did. And when I got there, there were not people outside, but there was like 8 people inside the restaurant and fucking orders everywhere. A sea of orders. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm glad I didn't try to have a normal dinner time. For fuck's sake, this is going to become ridiculous.
Right.
Ooh. So.
I got the chills.
I have not been calling my grandma lately because I'm a dick.
Well, in your defense, grandma's kind of a dick too. So
no longer, she's still my grandma.
I know. I saw your face all misty today in your photo.
I cried for like an hour after.
Like, grandma's a cunt, but I still love her.
Yeah, but like she. You know, she was great with kids. She's just having a rough old age. And like, mm-hmm. what if she dies in there and I never get to see her again?
It's possible, honey. My friend's grandma died in her nursing home with COVID. Like, half the nursing home got it. And as soon as she put it on Facebook that her grandma had COVID-19, I was like, say goodbye to grandma. And sure enough, within the next week.
I mean, so Jean's 92 anyway. It could be any number of things at this point. Like, like, what if she just dies of a heart attack and we never got to hug her again?
Yeah. And that's happening too. Like, this is manifesting in other ways now, but people are still testing positive for it. So get this. This is going to make you feel real good. Hashtag not really.
Legit.
My friend Melissa, her 9-year-old tested positive for COVID-19 today. They have done the same thing we have done. They have stayed inside. They actually haven't even left the house to go get groceries and do shit. Like, everything's delivered. They're walking the dog in the neighborhood. They're doing outside activities in the home, but they're not going to playgrounds. They're not visiting people. Dad already works from home, so everything's been contained inside. And her daughter got sick last Thursday or Friday and had 105 fever through the weekend for 48 hours. And like Monday, she started posting all this. And I was like, honey, you need to go to the ER now. I don't care what your doctor says. Go to Mott. It is safe there. Michigan has under 100 people with COVID-19 right now admitted. 4 pediatric cases. Like, go. There's all sorts of safety precautions and whatnot. They did not go to the ER, but her doctor finally decided to test for COVID and it came back positive. Now, she does not have the typical symptoms other than having a raging fever for like 3 days. So she's just had a really upset tummy. She presented with like strep throat symptoms, aches and pains. So one of my other adult friends also thinks he might have a mild case of it too. He's had 2 bouts of shivers, like the uncontrollable body shivers and muscle spasms in his back. But he has back issues already. So he kind of shook off the first one as just like having back problems, but then they came back like a week later. And then the week they came back, that's when the CDC released more symptoms, including shakes and shivers and muscle spasms. So I mean, it's just like,
cold is so fucking weird. It has like infinite symptoms and also like the full spectrum of how sick you get.
Yeah.
You know? Like, when people get the regular flu or when people get when a cold is going around, it feels like how sick you get is like, you know, you're like more sick or less sick. Mm-hmm. But like, this is like, you're not sick at all to like, you're
dying. Yeah. Yeah.
It's insane.
And then like, your body's going through this horrific stuff and it's not healing when it's over. So people are having a lot of unexplained side effects now, you know, heart problems, kidney problems, liver problems, of course, lung problems. I had a friend post the other day, my friend just got over COVID-19 and has tremors now. Does anyone think this could be a side effect? And we're like, absolutely. She needs to call her PCP and tell them what's happening so they can just note it and keep an eye on it.
A side effect. Everything's a symptom.
Yeah. So like, I am getting to the point.
Disease destroys your liver and gives you diarrhea. Like, it's the most insane cold to exist.
And I'm getting to the point where I'm like, fuck it. Fuck it. I'm just going to put on my mask and go do what I want to do. Because like, at this point, if my friend who did everything right still got it in her house, like, fuck it, you know? I'll wear my mask and I'll wash my hands, fuck it, you know?
Yeah.
Even Scott's starting to get crazy. What did he say today? These governors are power hungry. They just want to keep us home. And I was like, shut the fuck up. You sound like your brother. Calm down. Like, stop right now.
Your husband is smarter than that.
No. That's how stir crazy he's getting. I was like, honey, if you need to get out of the house, just go for a drive. Just get out and go. You know, Scott, he doesn't say anything, doesn't do anything. It all builds up till it explodes.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to help him manage his feelings. And I'm just like, just go get out and go do something, you know, don't talk to anyone, don't touch anything, but like go for a drive. That's coronavirus, fine. Bitch, coronavirus. Anything else going on? I don't think so.
Yeah, no, this is insane. Are you ready for this insane?
But Biden's still molesting people, right?
I always say believe women. I still believe her because she's saying it, and I don't have any evidence that she's lying. But there's a lot of things that make me feel suspicious.
So we're talking about the girl he finger banged, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently someone found footage of her mother calling into Larry King Live right when she was fired from his staff and like said on air live, "Hi, I have a question for all you senators. My daughter was just fired. I can't say who she was fired from, but there's some sexual allegations going on." And Larry King went click.
Oh my goodness.
So there's other proof that like this happened, and I don't put it past to him. He's like a dirty old man. So we know this. They're all dirty old men.
Yes.
Who think they can finger bang and grab anyone's pussy they want. So
this is like one of the things that just makes me feel questioning. Like I do believe her because she's saying it, right? But like one of the things that makes me like just puts question marks above my head is like one was like the times in the past that she has like on social media been like, look at the great that he's doing. And I'm like, because there are some guys who have done some shit to me in my past and I would never praise them no matter what they did.
Yeah.
I like the one who I think of the most often because I'm Facebook friends with his wife. So his wife, we all grew up together, went to school together. And she was my freshman and sophomore lab partner in physical science, like pre-chem and in bio. So she was my lab partner for 2 years. And she'll be like, my husband is like being deployed again. And every time I'm like, I hope he fucking dies. I don't say that to her. I've never said that to her, but I've thought it many times because I truly don't understand what could have possibly possessed her to want to marry this evil son of a bitch. Like, I hate him. I hate him. I hate him. I hate him. He tried to rape me when I was 20. I fucking hate him. And I don't know why she's married to this evil piece of shit. I've never said anything nice about him. I never will say anything nice about him. I hope he dies when he's deployed. Drunk Maggie, spitting truth bombs. This is how I feel.
Ooh, it got shady in here. It got real shady in here all of a sudden. Ooh, I can't see. It's so dark. I wonder if it's something like Stockholm Syndrome, you know, like when you fall in love with your captor.
Yeah.
You know, like, I would have felt fancy if Bill Clinton had made me his girlfriend. That's an
interesting call.
Like, Joe Biden's paying me attention. Hey, I might not have asked for it, but daddy's kind of hot, you know?
The other thing that, like, I just, like, can't wrap my brain around is that, like, Obama vetted everybody, like, a lot.
Yeah.
And so I just can't believe that if there was something out there like that, they didn't find it.
Yeah.
And that he would make Joe Biden his vice president if there was something out there like that.
He's going to be the first black president. He had to have a whistle clean running.
Exactly. Hand. Every duck had to be in a row.
Yeah.
All like 30,000 ducks.
Yeah.
All perfectly lined up.
It was one duck out of rope. Nope. Sorry. Mm-mm. That one's a skew.
That duck stepped out. You are gone, duck.
Not even stepped out. He's a skew. He is a jar.
So like, right, like that one, just like my brain hurts when I think about it. And again, I am not saying that I don't believe her. I do believe her because she's saying it. I just like, there's things about it that put big question marks above my head.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't understand how this happened, basically.
Right. Right. Yeah. How we got this far without her coming out before, like, where was she 12 years ago?
Right.
You know,
right. I mean, and again, like, I don't begrudge women for waiting, but like that seems like that would have been the time. Why this time and not that time?
Yeah. I mean, we say it all the time. You know, we make decisions. How much do we want to ruin our own lives? Speaking the truth.
Yeah, no, for sure. Know?
And it even goes with like corporate espionage and whistleblowing and whatnot. Like, how miserable do you want your life to be by speaking out and telling the truth?
Yes, that's so true.
That's a conundrum. I haven't heard if the president's done anything dumb recently, so.
Yeah, he fired the inspector general because of the whistleblower.
Yeah.
Oh, and he is getting rid of the coronavirus task team.
Oh, yeah.
The
one that was made up of all normal people and not experts, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
But you still should fucking have one. We're not done.
According to that mathematician, you know, 70 days is May 22nd, so.
Big news today. I'm not sure how I feel about this. Shanghai Disneyland is opening in a week. Look at Shannon's face. Okay, so for those of you who are just listening.
But like, Shannon hashtag time to book a trip? I don't know, man. I don't know how to feel about that.
Shannon made shocked face, followed by purse lip face.
Yeah.
What?
Well, they are disinfecting really well out there. Like, they got those fog machines going. They are wiping shit down. I'd trust Shanghai Disney over any other place in this continent, to tell you the truth.
So,
I've seen videos of what they're doing over there. So I might go lick the sidewalk compared to like out here in the U.S.
Yes. Well, and they are reducing the number of people that are being permitted.
Yeah, they're going to have to, like a quarter to 50% occupancy, you know.
Well, right. I mean, okay. So when I worked at Animal Kingdom, the majority of my time there before Expedition Everest opened, that's what that was, Expedition Everest, it was under 20,000 people in the park per day, which is way below what capacity is.
Yeah.
And so, like, even knowing how many that is, how many, like, 18 or 19,000 is, that still feels like too many to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be at, like, half capacity, you know? Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't even know what at capacity is for Animal Kingdom. I was never there when we reached that.
They should probably half their average attendance, you know?
Right. Yeah, so, not half capacity.
Yeah. Like, Disneyland just had to shut their doors right before COVID broke. They were at capacity and shut the gates for the first time in like 20 years.
Wow.
Like no more people in today. So, and I think they had to do that 2 or 3 days in a row. And I feel like everyone knew what was coming down the road. So they're all getting their visits in before they couldn't go for 3 months.
Yeah.
So
Epcot is a people eater. Like, I don't know that Epcot's ever been closed down due to being at capacity. There have been times where they like don't let cast members in, or like don't let like that, like where it's partially closed, right? Like you can come back, or you know, you can park hop to here, but no new tickets or like whatever, right? Like partial rules, but like, yeah, I'm drunk, man.
Yeah, I've never felt real. The only time I've ever felt real crowded in Epcot was when we go to drink and we're on that back end there, you know, US, Morocco, China area where everyone kind of congregates to drink. And, but the rest of the park always feels very open and light on the foot traffic. So sometimes the stores get crowded, but I've never really felt crowded in Epcot. I have felt crowded in Magic Kingdom and Disneyland.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So.
I just don't think we're ready. Like, I'm shocked. Yeah. I'm shocked that Shanghai Disneyland is opening next week.
Yeah.
That's true. Banana pants.
When I think about it, I'm not totally shocked because they have better safety measures in place than we do. So, and if one thing goes askew, they'll shut those doors down again. So, I would be shocked if Disney Orlando was opening next week.
DeSantis basically said that was fine. He was like, open whenever, guys. And Newsom is like, we have to have, because for those of you who are not in politics, DeSantis is the governor of Florida, and Newsom is the governor of California. And Florida's where Disney World is, and California's where Disneyland is. Right? So Newsom has been like, we have to have plans. You have to fucking do shit. Like, there have to be contingencies.
I need a dissertation length of safety measures and protocols and guides on my desk before you even think about it.
And then DeSantis is like, yeah, sure, open whenever.
Whatever.
Have fun.
You.
Well,
you do you, boo.
I know that, like, they being people who, like, live / work in Florida, and I mean, like, politicians. So Florida doesn't have income tax. They don't do state income tax. All of the shit to, like, pay for things
is through the state sales tax.
And all of the taxes that you pay at hotels, tourism. All of the so instead of having income tax, they tax the shit out of people who come to visit. So without that, their budget's in some trouble.
It all comes down to money. So
that's why they're trying to get people to go back to work. They don't want them on unemployment anymore. That's not about actually thinking that things are safe yet. That's about forcing people to go back to work so that they're not sucking up that unemployment money.
Maybe putting yours in savings, girl. Like, put that extra $600, like, right in savings.
Isn't that why you have a savings account?
Okay, so far I've put $2,200 into savings. But also, I have to transfer a ton of it to my mom because she paid all those taxes for me. She paid all my thousands of dollars in taxes. Yes. So I put $2,200 in savings, and then things go to my mom. Paid all my fucking taxes.
I'm starting to wonder if I should get, like, a purple overtone like you have.
That would look cool.
Which colors did you get again?
This is extreme purple.
Extreme purple. It washes out.
It does.
At the rate I'm taking showers, though, probably in 5 months. So...
Same. Look at my beautiful face. Look at how beautiful it is.
Right.
I was like, well, I'm going out in public and I'm going to wave at grandma from the window. So, like, I'm going to put a face on. And I did. And one, my eyeliner, my liquid liner, just like it leaked. Like, I had to wipe it on a, yeah. So I have these like weird bumps. Like, it's not smooth. My eyeliner is not smooth at all because my liquid thing was just like, you haven't used me in a very long time and I'm angry.
I love how your eyeliner has feelings.
It did. And my mascara. So I've just been using the 4D one that you got me.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I used my old, like, normal mascara, and it was clumpy as hell. Like, I had just had this, like, one really long clumpy eyelash right there, and all of the rest of them, like, this is not normal eyelash shapes.
I'm making sad face for all our listeners.
Well, I think I'm describing it well.
Yes, you are.
Even if, you know, like, that's the thing. I can't just be like, can you see this? Because that's right. Not helpful, but no. I'm describing how ridiculous.
Yes, but I'm emoting, so I'm not, like, I'm reacting, but they can't see that, hear that.
Yeah.
So
Shannon's giving me the, like, nice job face. It's like that.
Our custom Disney shirts came in today.
No, yeah.
So your Don't Give a Forky shirt is here. It's on a dark gray. And then I might have bought myself 3 shirts as well. So I got the Evil Queen vacay mode.
Love it.
To go with Maleficent vacay mode. And then I got a Coach shirt. And it's the pumpkin coach. And it says Coach under it, like the purse.
Love it.
And then it says happily ever after, established 1950, or, you know, whatever the year is.
Wonderful.
And then I got the Forky one also.
Yes, I'm excited.
Yeah. So I'm ready to rock my vacation with all my custom Disney shirts. whenever you're ready. Let's go.
I am nervous. I was ready. Like, I mean, we were gonna go to New York in late March. I was ready to risk shit, and now I'm feeling far more nervous about everything.
I was ready to risk shit if, like, the cases were under 1,000.
I know.
But bitches, they were up to 10,000 by the in like within 2 weeks, and so I was even then I was like, nope.
Yeah, no, thank you.
No, thank you. I mean, we could have gone still. The streets may have been emptier. It would have been nice in Times Square, just us.
No, I wasn't. I felt like that was a bad plan by that time. But like, I am nervous about Disney World. I am signing up for my race in like less than 6 weeks, like 5 weeks, I guess, ish. Mm-hmm. I don't really know. Somewhere around there. And I'm like, what if my race doesn't happen?
Yeah.
That could be a thing.
Well, I'm ready to book rooms whenever they're ready to take a February reservation. So just have Julie let me know.
Yeah, as soon as race registration happens and I actually know who's actually running, then we will start booking rooms. Because lots of people are thinking about it.
Well, I'm in. I mean, I'm in for the vacay. Like, I'll run with you if you want me to.
I have other people.
I do want to stay at New Orleans, though. That's for sure.
You want to stay at Port Orleans?
Yeah.
Okay.
The city side, whatever. Not Riverside, Port Orleans. Yeah.
French Quarter.
Yeah, French Quarter.
They used to be two separate resorts, and the Riverside one was called Dixie Landings, and then they were like, no, that's a little old-fashioned now. That's a little out of date as a name. So then it became, so it was Dixie Landings in Port Orleans, and then it became Port Orleans French Quarter and Port Orleans Riverside.
We can take a boat from Port Orleans to shopping.
That's true.
I'm excited about that.
Where we stayed went, so, okay.
And Port Orleans has the second best kiddie pool.
It does have a good
kid pool area.
I called into the Disney thing, and they were asking for, like, best ofs for stuff, and they were like, what's the best pool? And I was like, Port Orleans, French Quarter, and he was like, that's a hot take. French Quarter is the smallest resort, and so the pool is less busy. What do I value in a pool?
Less chitlins running around.
That's right.
That Disney food blogger we listened to, I love her voice, by the way. I could listen to every video she has. I don't even care.
Yes.
She rated that the number two pool in the place.
I'm not crazy. But on the podcast, Mike Rollman was like, okay.
Okay. Like, go watch some videos, asshole. It's out there. People know now.
I am not the only person who thinks that.
She rated the Grand Floridian one of the worst hotels to stay in.
No way.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So everybody knows, though, that the best pool is Stormalong Bay. You weren't allowed to say that as the option. So that's the one for Yacht and Beach Club. Mm-hmm. It's huge. It's got a bridge over it, and it has a sand bottom. It's gorgeous. It's basically like a water park. So that is obviously the best pool. Everybody knows that. He was like, you're not allowed to say that one. I was like, which other one do I like?
Port Orleans.
Port Orleans. It's not people there.
Mm-hmm. They got a gator bridge.
It's cute. And that one is the smallest resort. So, like, that's nice about it, too.
We'll see. I tried to get Scott thinking about what he wants to do for his 50th birthday, which is in 4 years. So, like, we have Maggie's birthday in 2 years, and then yours is 2 years after that. So I got to start planning now. What do you want to do? He's like, I don't fucking know. I'm like, well, think about it. Do you want, like, a joint Catherine Scott European vacation? Or do you want, like, you want a racetrack experience? You want to go to space camp finally? Like, give it some thought. Let me know so I can plan and work it into the budget. #, I'm a planner.
Yes. Plus, we got to look forward to things, you know? Yeah.
920 days till Maggie's birthday. 40th.
Yeah, it's going to be sweet. I mean, we're assuming that the coronavirus is going to be done by then, right?
I'm wearing a mask. Just wear a mask. Just wear a mask. Bring some hand sanitizer.
Wear a mask everywhere.
Speaking masks of, I ordered way too many Disney masks.
Did you? You know the knockoff Disney place, Ambry? Do you get ads for them?
I don't know.
I get Facebook ads for them. They had face masks, and they weren't advertising their cool ones, so I found out about their cool ones, and then they're all, so it's like, you know, just like that, right? And it's, you've got Belle's little smile, or Winnie the Pooh, right? Like, my favorite, of course, was Jack Skellington, so it's like just Jack Skellington smile. They had Woody, they had Buzz, so it's just like smiles from somebody's drunk.
Smiles from famous characters.
Yeah, and but like and also like just like ones you would recognize, right? So they were all sold out by the time I found out they existed. And I was like, why weren't you advertising those ones? If I'd known about that, I would have bought it.
Right. I did order some villain fabric from a fabric shop online, like fabric.com. Mm-hmm. And I think it arrives this week, so I will be I'm hoping to commission someone to turn all that fabric into masks. So I only got a yard and a half of like a black villain pattern, and then I got 42 5x5 quilting squares.
Yeah.
And I figured you could like sew 2 5x5 squares into that point mask and then use the other fabric for the backing. I don't know. I don't know how long a yard and a half will last. But whatever, man.
So I bought myself nothing for 6 weeks. And so then once I got money, I bought everything.
Yeah. All the crap I bought 6 weeks ago still hasn't arrived. So some of it has, like the soap and the t-shirts finally showed up, but not my keys, not my bumblebee mask, not my Japanese wrap shoes, not my 2 terabyte thumb drives.
So rude.
I know.
Well, so I bought rude. My mom, let's seeing if people are awake. I bought my mom a Mother's Day shirt. It says, I stand with that woman from Michigan.
She's going to love that.
Yeah, so that's coming in time, so yeah. That's good. I bought myself a Baby Yoda's phone case. I bought myself a Boba Fett t-shirt. I really wanted to wear that for my race yesterday, but that didn't make it in time, which like I probably could have guessed was not going to happen. Mm-hmm. I ran a race yesterday, you guys.
Ooh, may the 4th be with you.
Yesterday was may the 4th be with you.
And also with you.
And also with you.
We lift the child up to the Lord. It is right to give him thanks and praise. Let's finish the prayer.
Ramen.
Ramen.
So the shirt was sweet. Did you see it in my post?
Yeah, it was sweet.
It's a Death Star with a footprint on it. And it says, May the 4th be with you in like Star Warsy writing. So, and then says 4K. So like it does, like a lot of running shirts are lame where it'll be like, this is the name of our race. Here's a bunch of sponsors on the back. Mm-hmm. And here's a turkey because it was a turkey trot.
Wah, like, wah.
This was a sweet race shirt.
Yeah. The virtual races, I think, have sweet swag. So especially the themed May the 4th ones, because I know there's a few of them out there.
Yeah. This one was done by Epic Races, who is like in Ann Arbor. Like they actually are the same people who do the turkey trot that I run at Hudson Mills. Mm-hmm. So I thought that it would be good to support a local company who isn't doing, like, they're not doing their regular races, you know? Right. So, yeah, I was trying to support them because that was a good thing to do. So that arrived. That's one of my things that came in the mail recently. I also ordered a pair of shoes that the internet has been trying to sell me a lot. So I was like, okay, I'll buy your shoes that you want me to have. They're the very ridiculously tall sneakers where it's like you're walking on air. And I was like, yeah. Pillows.
Yeah, Facebook has discovered my game, so they keep showing me ads for cool shit now.
What else did I order? God, I ordered so much. I don't even remember. Oh, I ordered magnetic lashes, but the kind I'm slurring, you guys. I'm so sorry. The kind with the eyeliner, because I've tried the kind where you clip the two on. Yeah.
So you do the magnetic eyeliner and then stick the lashes to the magnetic eyeliner.
Yeah.
I think that one might work better.
Yeah, that's
because I tried the clippy ones too, and that did not work out at all.
Oh, and then I was gonna my shoulder / clavicle keeps hurting worse and worse, like because of how I sleep. I sleep on my side, and I sleep like this on my side. Huh. And so I was like, okay, I'm gonna get CBD lotion. So the place where I got my CBD, Lazarus Naturals, they're delightful. Guess
not a sponsor.
Right. Give us money. Guess what they have in every single balm and lotion?
CBD? THC?
Yeah.
All the good stuff?
Mango.
Oh, no.
Mango butter. They're all made with mango butter. I'm so glad that I read the ingredients before I ordered.
Yeah, $100 mango butter.
Why would I assume that it was made with mango?
I should see what's in the Pure Romance stuff. It's a gel. You remember when we were that last conference we went to for slumber parties, we came out with that massage gel?
Yeah.
It's that stuff, but has a full spectrum CBD in it. I think 100 milligram.
Going through my email to try to figure out what else I've ordered. But I found a place. So I did some research online, and I found a place where it's basically Tiger Balm with CBD in it. Oh, and I just bought myself Spotify Premium because I've been running.
$30 a year, right?
What?
Isn't it only $30 a year? Or is it $15 a month?
$10 a month.
Oh, okay.
So that is $120 a year.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't fucking have Spotify Premium. That's too much.
That's true. I don't pay for any music streaming. I'll listen to the ads. I'm good.
Oh, and the other day I ran in the rain. And I was like, this is some bullshit. So I ordered myself a rain jacket.
Yes, queen. Yeah.
So yeah, I've just been ordering everything. I've been ordering all the stuff. Oh, and then the place that I really like chocolate from was celebrate Mother's Day. And I was like, I should buy some of that. Yes. I don't.
I should order some macaroons, but I haven't gotten the emails from a while. Wonder if I broke up with them. I broke up with a lot of shopping people when I had to stop spending money again.
So, but I'm done. I'm done with being insane, I think.
I've totally eased up too, seriously. So.
Okay, but I bought myself literally nothing for 6 weeks.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, I do know.
I got myself this. So this is my Boba Fett t-shirt. It's a t-shirt that looks like his armor.
Armor, nice.
And I've got the Boba Fett baseball cap, so I can wear them together.
And be Boba Fett.
Yeah, what a sweet gig. So my race was much more difficult and much slower than I anticipated. I'm 100% certain that I could walk it faster than I ran it. There is no doubt in my mind that I could walk it faster than I ran it. But I have learned information. This is all about a process.
Data collecting is good.
Data is good.
I just noticed how my entire full name shows up on my screen.
Yeah.
Shannon M. Marshall Wilhelm.
I changed mine to not say my full name when I was on here with people I didn't know.
Yeah.
So I was like, you don't need to know my last name. You don't know me. Oh,
oh man.
Speaking of me being extra. Speaking of extraness, this week's Drag Race was one of the best episodes ever.
Yeah.
The makeover episode
I changed it.
I love it. It looks great. Shannon M. That's how I have you in my phone.
So Drag Race.
Yeah, Drag Race. Thank you for helping me.
I interrupted you. It's totally my fault.
I wouldn't have remembered. This is a lot of tequila.
Tequila. Do 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 do
You know how sometimes they have like studio audiences for challenges, right? Mm-hmm. So they told these five women they were going to be part of the studio audience. And then they brought them into the workroom and were like, surprise, you're being made over. So it was super fans. It was super fans of the show.
I consent to that. No, you will not make me over.
Oh, they were all delighted. And just because they were super fans, they let them do a lip sync for their lives, just like in groups of two. And it was all smashed together in like a little, you know, montage of it. But oh, like, fun. They were all having a blast. They were having such a good time. And hilariously, and I don't know if you remember this from when you used to watch Drag Race, but anytime anybody chose disco for the theme of the makeover, they were in the bottom. Like, don't choose a disco theme for your makeover theme. It's bad luck. It has never gone well. Two girls picked disco and they were both the bottom. Don't do it. It's happened like 8 times now. Don't mm-hmm. do it. I get why disco seems like an easy makeover theme. Don't do it.
It's hard to pull off good. It's like going into Snatch Game without a plan. Like, what the fuck were you thinking?
Don't do that either. Oh my gosh. And RuPaul is doing this thing, Secret Celebrity Drag Race. So it's just one episode and there's three celebrities and they have to go through a bunch of challenges. And then at the end, they win money for their
charity.
For their charity, right? So the first week with all these, with these three dudes, they did Snatch Game. And this one comedian, you know, so Rue is going, you know, like, do you do any
impressions?
Yeah. And so this like little black guy was like, yeah, I do Kevin Hart. He's like, you see Rue, you see? And he's like, but I don't know, like, I can't do that. And Rue was like, why don't you do Kavina Hart? And he did. So he like
Kavina Hart, Kevin Hart, Kavina
Hart. Yeah, dressed in drag.
Kevin's sister, Kavina Hart?
No, the concept was Kevin Hart was in drag.
Nice.
It was hilarious and delightful and like made fun of being short and was like talking about how unfair like chairs are and stuff. And they was like, are you standing right now? And he goes, who told? Like standing behind the desk. It was very funny. It was very cute. But then the whole point of me talking about all this, guys, I'm drunk, was that guess who the fuck was on the second week?
I don't know.
Guess.
Kevin Hart?
No.
Kavina Hart?
It was not. It was someone actually famous. That's the point. Vanessa fucking Williams. Like,
that just impersonate herself?
No, they didn't have to do celebrity impersonations. What were their challenges? Oh, they had to do, like, they had to do quick drag because the second one was three women, and they had to do quick drag it into men. They were all very funny.
Awesome.
Oh, they did, like, a rusical? They did, like, a rusical. A lip sync. They did a lip sync rusical thing. Like, rusicals, normally you sing them. So this was, like, one of those lip sync with choreography challenges. And of course Vanessa Williams slayed it. She was amazing. She's Vanessa fucking Williams.
Yes, queen.
What a delight. What a dream. What a dream. What a treat.
Oh, I started watching Zumbo's Crazy Dessert. What is it? Zumbo's Just Desserts. It's a baking show. He lives in Australia. He's like an English Australian pastry chef, super famous in Australia. And so I started watching it and had a lot of feel. It felt very much like Great British Baking Show with Willy, like if the Great British Baking Show had a baby with Willy Wonka kind of mashed in together. But he gives me the creeps. I don't know if I can keep watching it. He's kind of got this creepy Billy Corgan vibe. He's like bald and intimidating, and I'm just like, and not intimidating like Hollywood is, or you know, Gordon Ramsay is, just like you look like a dick, and I don't know if I can watch this show anymore. We got through one episode. I was like, you're creepy. I don't know if I can keep up with this. And then I was recommended to watch Ozark, of course. And I watched the preview and I was like, this looks really intense. I don't know if I have the emotional capital for this.
Oh, do you know what's cute that you would like that you could watch is Never Have I Ever.
Oh, I saw the preview for that today.
Yeah.
It looked cute.
I watched it. It was cute. Yeah. I am currently watching an old show that I'd never seen before because of The Good Place. I'm watching Justified. Because the judge
Timothy Oliphant.
Yeah, the judge talks about it a couple times, and then when they're trying to convince her, they bring in Timothy Oliphant in his little cowboy hat from that show. Mm-hmm. And I was scrolling through Hulu and I was like,
If it's good enough for the judge, it's going to be good enough for me.
Right. Yeah. I mean, right. Other things the judge liked, I like.
Right. Burritos.
Kind of known for being kind of trash television, but like, that's fine. I'm watching Justified.
Nice. I should give it an episode or two because it's a police drama, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So Timothy Oliphant is like from Kentucky and he's a U.S. Marshal. And he's known for shooting people too often. And so he'll always be like, it was justified. The shooting was justified.
But he's not. It was justified.
The shooting, it was a justified shooting. He shoots people too often. That's the concept of the show.
Like you do, right? Fun. I've been trying to watch different things. So I did watch the Parks and Rec little telephone reunion. That was fun.
I didn't watch it yet.
Oh, it was fun. It's like a phone tree. Every night, Leslie Knope starts a phone tree to check in on all her friends and their mental health. So, that was the end of that drink, huh? You should see the bitter beer face Maggie's making the bottom of her tequila glass.
Yeah, I stirred that real good. I didn't even put the tequila in first, but it just sank to the bottom at some point. Holy shit.
Oh, man. Oh, I finally saw Rise of Skywalker last night.
And?
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
I thought you were going to say Leia kissed Rey.
Oh, Leia totally kissed Rey.
Hashtag Leia kissed Rey. So now you know what I was talking about all those times.
Yeah. I was always kind of pulling for Ben anyway, so I did really enjoy, like, their connection that they had. I think it would have been interesting if Rey had taken him up on murdering him and taking all his power and then converting it to good.
Yeah.
That might have been an interesting twist.
But like, that was part of the point, is that, like, she was not power hungry.
And he's a douchebag, man.
Total douche.
Total gaslighter. Like, I can see why the boys kept falling for him, because he's like such a good gaslighter. But all like the strong women were like, fuck off. I ain't falling for your shit.
Listen, do I think he's hot? Yes, but only with a beard.
He looked like a walking zombie attached to that Megatron arm, whatever he was on. It was crazy.
I mean, anyway. I still just like, sometimes just because I want to, I watch the end of season two of Girls, the finale of season two of Girls. So he's dating Lena Dunham in the first season and then they break up. And at the end of the second season, he realizes that she's not doing well. And he runs through New York, not wearing a shirt. Like, he runs to
So just to see what's his face, Adam Driver run through New York City shirtless, you'll watch the end of season two.
But it's sweet. It makes me tear up every time. Because he's like, he goes to her door and knocks. And he's like, open the damn door. And she's like, stop yelling at me. This was the problem all along. And he's like, open the door. And then he like goes into her bedroom and scoops her up. And she goes, you're here. And he goes, mm-hmm. I was always here.
Oh, I love it.
Very romantic.
Yeah.
But also he yells at his phone. So like she accidentally FaceTimes him with, you know, like how you do with the side of your face. And he's like, Siri, operate, Siri. He's very charming.
Yeah, he is.
And yeah, and he like was there for her.
Yeah. When Leia died and Chewie broke down. Ooh. Oh my God, I lost it. I started bawling. I was like, oh my God, Chewie, I'm so sorry. Your whole family's dead.
Yeah.
I'm crying again right now. Scott looked at me like I was crazy. I was like, Chewie! Chewie is heartbroken. Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was like fucking New Hope, but a little bit better. Yeah. So we had Star Wars night.
That's good.
Made Catherine watch it. She wasn't horribly thrilled, but she literally talked through the entire movie. I made Scott turn up the TV to 50 and she was still talking. Maggie, what normally do we listen to the TV at?
20.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. 20, maybe a 30. I was like, crank it up. Don't stop so you can't hear. Uh-huh. And then Scott looked at me. He was like, now you know how I feel. Oh, man. All right, my lovely, about ready to wrap it up?
Look, has it been an hour?
About, I think. I really can't tell. I don't have, like, a time ticker. But I think it's been about then.
Did I say all the things I wanted to say?
Well, we've talked about COVID and Grandma, how you visited outside her window.
It was really sad.
Really sad. And we talked about all your shopping and all of our dream vacations.
Oh, I do want to go to places and do things.
President and Joe Biden. I feel like we touched it all. TV we've been watching.
Just like the president and Joe Biden.
Right?
We touched it all. I have to bitch about where my grandma lives one real quick time.
Yeah.
The day my mom was like bringing her stuff on the day that they closed the thing. And so like my mom's like walking up with a ton of groceries and they're like, you can't come in here. And my mom was like, you didn't tell us. And then the last time my mom dropped stuff off, they were like, everything needs to be in paper bags. And my mom was like, you didn't tell us. So I drive up at 5:30 today and they were like, are you here to drop stuff off? And I was like, yes. And they were like, it needs to be dropped off by 5. And I was like,
did you tell us?
I was like, I didn't know that. And they were like, well, it's relatively new.
Okay. Well, take my shit.
Listen, assholes. If you want us to be doing things a certain way to help the elderly people in your care, you have to fucking communicate.
I'm sure they have an email list of all the primary contacts for all their residents.
My dad's on it.
Like, why? They should be sending like weekly, if not every 3-day updates anyway.
Yep.
I get an email from Rosebrook like every 3 days.
It's bullshit.
I get emails from all the area high school, the high school and the elementary school twice a week. Communicate, dickwads.
That was a Maggie rant. Oh, I opened my phone to find internet stuff of the week. If I could.
I have a funny one. It's really nichey though.
Tell me.
I did put it on my book of face. In the Baby Yoda group we're in, they're starting to do like dad jokes between Mando and the child.
Yeah.
And so this one is Mando going, strange. This morning, Siri said to me, don't call me Shirley. And Yoda looks at him and goes, Dada, did you leave the phone in airplane mode?
Right. This one I've sent to a bunch of people because it keeps making me laugh. Okay, and it says, preacher, any prayer requests? Oh, look at him. He thinks that's so funny. Right. Preacher, any prayer requests? 3 ducks in a trench coat from the last pew. Do the one about daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us
our trespasses.
Right, so the ducks are in a trench coat in the back pretending to be a person, and they request the prayer about daily bread.
Because they're trespassing?
No, because they're ducks and ducks like bread.
Okay.
They want their daily bread. Give us
our daily bread. I thought there was more to it than that. I'm sorry.
ducks in a trench coat at church.
Yeah, the trench coat's throwing me off. If they'd just been three ducks in a pew asking about daily bread, I totally would have laughed my ass off.
The ducks were just pretending to be a person.
Yeah.
Being prayer about the daily bread. Oh, okay, wait. I've been meaning to send this to you, too. All right, so far away, who does this look like? Who is that?
I don't know. I can't tell.
That doesn't look like a dead ringer from Mark Kowicki.
Oh, yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
I thought it was him. Well, I mean, I knew what he looked like with glasses because I lived with him. I thought it was him in the thumbnail. And I was like, why is my friend Stephanie with Mark?
My ex.
It's her son.
Oh, shut up. That's funny.
Isn't that hilarious?
Yeah.
So, weird internet things. The world is a strange place.
It is.
All right. So, let's wrap it up like a dick.
Try not to yawn on screen.
Just do that. Look at my cute eyes. That was what I was doing last night. I was on a phone call. We did a house party with all of the college girlfriends.
Fun.
So, anyway. Find us everywhere. We love hearing from you. We love talking to you. We love shout outs. Anytime I like turn on and it's like, Shannon and Maggie are great. I'm like,
aww.
I feel nice. I like it. So interact with us because it makes me feel like people care about me. I'm lonely. I'm dying. I'm wilting.
Come fill our empty hearts.
Fill my empty heart with attention. And so find us all of those places and interact with us at That More Thing. Or you can find me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And I'm totally lost on what number this
is
because
235.
Because PenguinCon was confusing. PenguinCon was a confusing scenario. So I got lost on episode numbers. 235. The episode 235 of That More Thing. Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville. Searching for my lost sugar salt. Some